Titanic. The harrowing true story of the Titanic disaster. The history and legacy of the world's most famous ship from 1907 to today. John Redmond. Chapter 1: The Vision and Creation of the Titanic. The Titanic emerged from an era marked by rapid technological advancements and fierce competition among transatlantic shipping companies. At the forefront of this race was the White Star Line, led by its ambitious chairman, J. Bruce Ismay. Determined to outdo their rivals, particularly the Cunard Line with its famed Lusitania and Mauritania, the White Star Line conceived the idea of creating a trio of ships that would redefine luxury and size in maritime travel. This grand vision gave birth to the Olympic-class liners, Olympic, Titanic, and Britannic. The conception of the Titanic was more than just an answer to the competition. It was a testament to human ingenuity and the industrial prowess of the early 20th century. The responsibility of turning this ambitious vision into reality fell to the renowned shipbuilding company Harland & Wolff, based in Belfast, Northern Ireland. Under the meticulous supervision of Lord William Peary, chairman of Harland & Wolff, and the chief designer, Thomas Andrews, the construction of the Titanic began on March 31, 1909. Harland and Wolff's shipyard buzzed with activity as thousands of workers toiled day and night, driven by the promise of creating the largest and most luxurious ship the world had ever seen. The construction site itself was an engineering marvel, equipped with massive gantries and cranes designed specifically to accommodate the unprecedented scale of the Titanic and its sister ships. These towering structures underscored the magnitude of the project and the ambition behind it. The design of the Titanic embodied both grandeur and innovation. The ship measured 882 feet in length, 92 feet in breadth, and 175 feet in height, making it the largest moving man-made object of its time. Its hull was constructed from steel plates, each weighing several tons, which were riveted together with meticulous precision. The ship's 29 boilers, feeding two reciprocating engines and a low-pressure turbine, enabled it to achieve a maximum speed of 23 knots. This blend of size and speed was intended to ensure that the Titanic would dominate the North Atlantic route. Yet, the Titanic was not just an engineering feat. It was a floating palace designed to offer unparalleled luxury to its passengers. The interior design of the Titanic was the work of some of the most skilled craftsmen of the era. The ship boasted lavish first-class accommodations, including the Grand Staircase, which connected the ship's opulent decks and served as a central social hub. The staircase, adorned with oak paneling and wrought iron balustrades, became an iconic symbol of the Titanic's luxury. In addition to the Grand Staircase, first-class passengers could enjoy a range of amenities that rivaled those found in the finest hotels. The Titanic featured an elegant dining saloon that could seat over 500 guests, a Parisian cafe, a swimming pool, a squash court, and even a Turkish bath. Each stateroom was furnished with the finest materials, including mahogany furniture, silk bedspreads, and marble sinks. The attention to detail in every aspect of the ship's design underscored the White Star Line's commitment to luxury and comfort. The Titanic also catered to second- and third-class passengers, albeit in less opulent surroundings. Second-class accommodations, though not as luxurious as first-class, were still superior to those found on many other ships.